for your presence. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Father, for everything. Lord, because there are times that we just forget to thank you because of something that happens. But Lord, every moment, Lord, there's something that we can thank you for. Because that's what your word says, be thankful in all circumstances. And this morning we ask, Father, that you would reveal your word to us. Speak your word into our hearts this morning. And Lord, touch us, Lord, by the power of your word, by the power of your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right, turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Luke Subaranche Palavana Pariche Dera Harwana. We're gonna read from verses 26 right down to verse 38. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, but we're gonna look at certain portions. Api Luke Subaranche Visi Palavana Pariche De Visi Hayavana Padesita Tis Atavana Padeyadakwa Api Balanyano Me Udasana. I want to share with you this morning on living out God's promise. Living out God's promise. You know, many times God gives us a promise. I believe each one has had a promise from the Lord. But it's one thing to receive, but it's another thing to live it out. How many of you know how true that is? You know, you can receive a promise, you can get all excited about it. But there is also a process of living out. Yes, it's one thing to receive a promise and one thing to walk out that promise. And there is always a responsibility. There's always a partnership with us when God gives us that promise. Deviyan wahanse apita porondwa dunnamata apata tiyena yam haulkarakamak e porondwa tulin gaman ganna. You know, when you look at scriptures right from even, you know, from the beginning, from Genesis to Revelation, when God gave promises to people, they had a responsibility. As much as God has a responsibility. Deviyan wahanse de wagakimak tiyena ehet apitat e wagakimak tiyena. So let's just read a few verses. Verse 26, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And right in verse 38, this Satavanapade, then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Let's read verse 38 again. And Mary said, let's read it aloud. "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Wow. You know, imagine, ladies, imagine if you had an experience of an angel saying, "You're going to have a baby." Sheldon says, "No." But, you know, we don't know how old Mary was at this time, but she was pretty young because, you know, Jewish culture was such. And, you know, she was not expecting an angel to specially come and, you know, give her a shock. So that's why, you know, she gets scared. Right, and the first thing that the angel does, he says, "Don't be afraid." You know, just think about it. That you know, God, even at that moment, is concerned, because you know there are times that we get afraid, we get scared, but God would come and say, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Mary, because this is good news." And so she's told that she's going to have a baby. But she was also engaged or betrothed to a man called Joseph. Right? So imagine, like, you know, God sometimes uses the most inconvenient moment or situation to come into and give a promise. You've experienced that? And remember this, it's not according to our comfort that he would come. And you know, for Mary, that was a big consequence of her response. Maria Tumita, ge pratyuttare yam bararu kamak tibba. Yada paudgalika mamuna denda. Now, before I go into that, my first point really is that we need faith to live out God's promise. We need faith to live out God's promise. Because for Mary, she had a challenge from her culture. She had a challenge from her family. She also would have had a personal challenge. The culture, she would have been known as an adulteress. Right? යාගේ සංස්කෘතියෙන් යාට මේ අභියෝගයක් තිබ්බා. ඇයි? එයා මේ තව මිනිහෙක් එක්ක ගිහිල්ලා කියලා. යාගේ පවුලෙන් යාට දොස් කියන්නේ නැති. You know, from Joseph himself, because remember in the Gospel of Matthew, Joseph is considering even giving her a paper of divorce. So she had that challenge as well. You know, imagine, you know, Shehan, can I use an example? Right? So Shehan and Ramones are engaged. And Ramones comes and tells Shehan, guess what? I'm pregnant. With whom? With the Lord. And Shehan would say, yeah, right. And that would have been Joseph's response. Right? No man would have believed. Right? No man would have believed Joseph, Mary. I wouldn't have believed Krishani. And that's why God himself had to talk to Joseph. Right? And, you know, society could have stoned her. Do you know that? Society could have stoned her. Because you can't hide a pregnancy. Ladies, you can't hide a pregnancy. And I think that's why when she was around the fifth month, she was sent to live with her cousin, Elizabeth. I don't know, that's my take on it. Because from about her fifth month, she was sent away from her home. And she went and lived with Elizabeth. And then also for her, she'd be known as a liar. No one will believe her. And so therefore she needed to have faith to go through this process. It was not an easy promise. We look at her now and say, wow, what an amazing woman. But initially, it would have been hard for her. අපි දැන් ඇදස බල්ලා කියනවා එයා පුදුමාකාර ස්ත්‍රියක් කියලා. ඒත් ඇයට යම් සෑහෙන බැරෑරුම් කාලයක් තියෙන්න ඇති. ඒ කාලය තුලින් යන්න. But here's the thing, God was not going to let her go. And you know, her response to the Lord was beyond all that. Her response to the Lord was beyond my comfort. To say, let it be to me according to your word. Obage vachanet anuwa ese siduweva swamini. Mage paudgalika asavan mage paudgalika sahaniya gana neve. It obahanseta kikaruana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay if he wants to walk up and down, that's fine. Pitipasse avidinna dena kamanne. And you know, just put yourself in that position. You know, many times we almost like consider serving God after our comfort, isn't it? But here's a woman who says, Lord, you come first. You come first in whatever I will do. Because I believe she knew God would sort things out for her. She knew whatever hardship she would have to face, God will turn up. Hallelujah. ඔබ කොච්චර අමාරු කාලයක් ගියත් ඈ දැනගත්තා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මාව මේකෙන් ඉදිරියට ගෙනියයි කියලා. And this is what God wanted from her. Her response. Her response to say, let it be. Let it be to me. Because God doesn't force us into things. And God, you know, and her response was just amazing. She could have said no. What if she said no? Yeah. But she said yes. She said yes to make that difference. But it was her faith in God that said yes. See, sometimes, you know, today we see Christians who really don't believe what they worship. They don't believe what Jesus has done for them. But here's a woman who believed what God could do through her. And you know, she may have, you know, her life was in danger, but yet she believed God. You know, how many of you know God has given you a promise? How many of you believe that that will come to pass? Right now you may not see it coming to pass. Right now you may not see what is God doing. Right? Right now you would see the fire in your midst. But yet the hope that we have in God is the faith that we have to say, yes, Lord, I trust you. I believe in you, Lord. You know, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 tells us, seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Right? Hebrews 4:14 says, hold fast your confession. Hold fast what you believe. Hold fast what Jesus has done for you. What Jesus has gone ahead and done for us. Hallelujah. See, when something goes wrong, that's what we begin to confess. When something doesn't happen, that's what we keep holding on and holding on and holding on. When my husband, when my wife, when my son, when my daughter does not, you know, is misbehaving, that's what we hold on to. But we can't see beyond what God would be doing in their lives. See, confession is not just going and saying, Father, I have sinned, for I have done this. No, that's not confession in the Word of God. That is part of it, but confession is also saying, I believe. I believe Jesus has died for me once and for all. I believe that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. I believe that we will have a car next week. There are cars in the garage, so. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, the prosperity preachers who can't have your name claim. No, I'm not talking about that. But you confess what Jesus has done for you. But for you to do that, you have to have faith in him. You have to believe that that is exactly what he has done. And that's why many people can't accept grace. They talk about grace, but they don't believe grace. We have grace in the house this morning. But it's about believing. Devyan vahanse karapu de piliganeema. Ekata apita adahilla tiyenno one. You know, maybe you're going through a difficult situation. Maybe let's talk about a financial situation. You begin to confess what Jesus has made available for you. You begin, otherwise, what are you sowing? I don't have. I don't have. I don't have. Let's talk about relationships. Say, you know, you're having a hard relationship with somebody. Yeah, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this. You begin to pray and say, God, that's the old man. But the new man is the one in Christ. But we tend to hold on to the bad things. I think, Joseph, you were saying last Friday at the prayer meeting, we tend to hold on to what is in the past. And we keep confessing that, not looking at what Jesus has done into now and the future. That's what God wants us to hold on to. That's what God wants us to hold on to. See, confession is based on the work of Jesus and not on the failure of my flesh. Confession is based on the work of Jesus and not on the failure of my flesh. How many of you know that your flesh fails you? Kidinek dannoda oba maansaya oba yatarinna hadanawa kiyala. If you don't know, come, I'll pinch you and I'll show you. But see, sometimes, you know, if you're struggling with a sin, okay, and no one knows about it, right? Kavurud danna hai. In your mind, you're thinking about this, you don't want to do it, but you're doing it. And your focus is that. But begin to look at what has Jesus done for you to overcome that. Jesus wahanse monada karala thiyena e den idiriyata yanna. You know, Galatians 2:20 tells us, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So who's the new man? The flesh man or the spirit man? The spirit man. But we tend to always fall back on the flesh man, because that's the failure that we see. That's where our eye goes to. That's where the devil says, aha, can you see? You call yourself a child of God. දෙකේ 20 ගලාති right පේනවනේ අර පේන්න අර කටල්ල බොරු ගන්න අර පේනවනේ අර බලන්න යකා වගේ හැසිරෙන්නේ උදේට හැලෙලුයා හැන්දාවට තව එකක් you know in the morning it's a hallelujah oh yes you go to church but can you see you can't even before you come out of the church you're opening your mouth and saying things that's what the devil tells us and then that's what we believe. That's what we believe who we are. That's what we believe who we are. We have forgotten that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, you know, kindness, goodness. And you know, God began to talk, you know, teach me this even recently. He said, look at the new man. Look at what Christ has done for you. Because that is where you will sow then. That is where you will have faith. That is where you will see the redemption. Don't hold on to your weakness. And don't allow the devil to condemn you. But it's your faith in God that brings that release. Obage deviyan wahanse thula thiyena adahilla. Who are you this morning? What's your confession? Who are you this morning? Oba kawuda? Are you a child of God? How many of you can say, yes, I am a child of God? Yes. That's your confession. That's your confession. Your old man, thank God, in a couple of years, he's going to be dead and gone. But the spirit man is the one that's going to heaven. Hallelujah for that. Yeah, we have a bit of trouble till we get there. But you are the person whom Christ has redeemed. Otherwise, you begin to believe the lie. Naththam boruwa tama api vishwasa karanne. Right? Hallelujah. So the first thing that she did was that she lived her promise out in faith. What's the promise that God has given you? Look at Ephesians chapter 1. I am forgiven. Mata samawa deela thiyenne. Right? Here's something. When God sees you, okay, I want you to understand it. When God sees you, whom does he first see? He sees Jesus. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබ දෙස ඉස්සලා බලනකොට ඉස්සලම පේන්නේ යේසුස් වහන්සේ. We think he sees my failure. We think he sees all the wrong I have done. We think, now, it doesn't mean that, okay, I can go and do anything I want. If you really love the Lord, you would not want to. But there are times that we mess up. But when God sees you, he first sees Jesus. You read the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. That's what it says. Because as he sees you, he sees, oh yeah, they are redeemed. You have paid the price for them. You have died for their sin. That's whom God sees. I see Jesus. Think about that. That's powerful. That's powerful. Each time the enemy comes, right? Sharon, come on, up here. Right? And Nishan, can I have you here? Okay, so each time God sees Sheridan, Jesus comes in between and says, and that's whom the Father sees. Because Jesus covers, hold on, Jesus covers her sin. Jesus covers her failure because of what happened 2,000 years ago on the cross. Okay? Now, imagine, can I have a third person? Okay, Sindhu. Sindhu loves it. Okay. Right. So, now imagine, okay, we'll get still, you know, Sheridan, you know, we know Sheridan, so, right? So, hold on, guys. I want to explain this. When Sheridan makes a mistake, the devil comes and says, ha-ha. And you know what Jesus does? He gets in between there. Yeah. And says, I have paid the price. I have paid the price. I have paid the price. And there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Swami Vahanse Tula Sitinata than Chodana Nata. That's powerful. When you think of it, it is so amazing. Thanks, guys. All right? The next time the enemy says, this is who you are, remember Jesus is praying for you. Jesus says, Father, they are not guilty because I took their guilt. But we have to have that faith to believe. We have to have that faith to believe. When you think, I can't do this, what is your confession? I can't do this? Or Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What's your confession this morning? What's your confession tomorrow morning? Obage prakashaniya mokadda? Obage pavasima mokadda? Mata ba? Then atta mata siyalla puluwan swamin wahanse thulen. See, don't allow your flesh to determine what you do. Allow the Spirit of God. Allow the Holy Spirit in you. So the first thing is that she needed faith to go through that. The second thing is to live out the promise, you need His strength. E porondua jeev tulin jeevat wenna ayata avashyune unwahansege shaktiyai. Because see, if Mary tried to live out the promise on her strength, what will people say? What will Joseph say? You are my family. That's her. Hey, Munada Arya kiyanne, Munada meya kiyanne, anne eha gedara soisa baana mage bada diha balagena Munada kiyanne. Does that happen to you? It does happen because that's your flesh that says you're condemned. So when we live out the promise of God, this is so important. Remember last week I shared how Jesus learned obedience through his suffering? I'm sure you never saw that scripture before. We need to learn that obedience. See, obedience is where we align ourselves with God. We get our strength from God. Deviyan wahansagen tama apage e shaktiya labanne. So that it's each time I am to respond, I say, Lord, give me your strength. Lord, what do I do? See, the difference between living out the promise in God's strength and our strength is that in God's strength, you have hope. In my strength, I don't have hope. Deviyan wahansege porondua. Deviyan wahansege shaktiyen. Deviyan wahansege vayamen mama jeevath wenakota mata ædahillak tiyenawa. Balaporottuwak tiyenawa. Mage shaktiyen tiyenakota tama man ara pissu balla wage duwanne. Eka api okkoma wenawa. Eta apita balaporottuwak etakota naha. See, you, and you know, I think I shared this last week as well. Unless you are strong in Him, you cannot face your situation. Unless you are strong in Him, you cannot face the mountain. You can't face the mountain and hope that you will get strong. අපිට බෑ කන්ද නැගලා හිතන්න මම ශක්තිමත් වෙනවා කන්ද නගිනකොට. ඉස්සෙල්ලා උන්වහන්සේ තුල මම ශක්තිමත් වෙනකොට මට කන්ද නගින්න පුළුවන්. මට ඕන දෙයක් කරන්න පුළුවන් මං උන්වහන්සේ තුල ශක්තිමත් වෙන්නකොට. And that's why I said, don't look at when is my problem going to be over, but look at how strong am I today to face my mountain. How strong am I in Him today? How much is God alive in me today to face my problem? He will deal with the end. See, Jesus didn't wait and think, oh, when is the cross going to be over? When is the cross going to be over? He strengthened Himself to face it today. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants us to do. See, nowhere in the scripture does it say, you be strong. It says, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Deviyan wahanse tula oba shaktimatwanna. You know, Philippians 2:12 says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation. Right, obage galavima kriya karanna kiyala kiyano etana naththan galavima ishta karaganilla kiyala. Now it does not mean that we have to do things to get saved. We are saved by grace, right, through faith. It's not through works. Ape galavima enne kriya karanithwe neve. But what it's saying here is focus and build your relationship with Jesus, because that is part of your salvation. ඔබගේ සම්බන්ධකම තහවුරු කරගන්න. Make it strong. If your relationship is not strong with the Lord, you are not going to be a strong Christian ever. If you are not strong in the Lord, you are going to get hit left, right, and center, and you're going to go down. Guaranteed. And God wants us strong in Him. You cannot be a true witness outside if you are not strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord, no matter where you are. You may be in front of the Red Sea right now. Be strong to go through that. Focus on being strong in Him. Unwahanse tula shaktimatwana. For Mary, she needed to be strong in the Lord. With all the wagging tongues. And the man trying to divorce her now. She needed to be strong in Him. And God will give you that strength. Deviyan wahanse obata avashya e shaktiya obata denawa. And this is the challenge we have. To be strong in Him and not to be strong in ourselves. Meka tama ape abiyogaya. Un wahanse tula shaktimat wenna mage shaktiya mata nove. You know, Jeremiah chapter 17. Verse 5 says, cursed is a man who trusts in man, who makes flesh his strength. Do you see that there? Jeremiah daha te paha. Just turn to that, because that's an important scripture. Jeremiah daha te paha. Jeremiah 17:5. See, how many of you are in control of your health? How many of you are in total control of your money? How many of you are in total control of your job? How many of you are in total control of your life? Funny, isn't it? But we think that if everything is fine, we are in control. Bang! Suddenly something can happen. And so Jeremiah says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength. See, when we make our flesh our strength, it says, our heart departs from the Lord. අපේ මාංශය මත අපගේ ශක්තිය අපි තබනකොට අපගේ හදවත දෙවියන් වහන්සේකින් ඉවත් වෙනවා. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert. Shall not see even when good comes. යහපත එනකොට පේන්නේ නැහැ. Because you're trying to do it alone. You're trying to do it alone. But look at verse 7. 7 වෙනි පදේ බලන්න. Read that aloud. Blessed. Aha. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. Look at this. And will not fear when heat comes. Hallelujah. Gindar enokota ohuta bayak naha. Its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought. Niyange thiyenokota mama baya naha mage kola tama kola paatai ai mage shaktiya inne kohenda deviyan wahansegen. That's an amazing promise for us, church. You know what it's saying is, if you are strengthening yourself in the Lord, if you are strong in the Lord, if you are connected with the Lord, okay, even when problems come, you will still prosper. Even when problems come, you will be fruitful. See, your joy is not dependent on your problem. Your joy is dependent on the Lord. Your joy is dependent on the Holy Spirit. But we have got it so mixed up that my joy is when I don't have a problem. Good luck. I'll see you in heaven. Isn't that so? I know problems are hard to go through. Everyone faces that. But remember, the wrong thinking. No, I can't smile today. Why? I have a problem. So the joy of the Lord is not your strength then. See, Galatians 5:22 says that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long suffering, is goodness. See, that joy is not based on anything else but the Holy Spirit. E preethiya enne suddhaatmana wahansegen. Eta ape hithanne mage preethiya enne mage prashnen kiyala. That's why many people, when the sun shines, they are smiling. Have you noticed that? Friends that you work with? Oh yes, it's a lovely day. When it's raining, oh, miserable day, I don't know what, this is a miserable country. Your joy is not dependent on the weather. Man, in this country you will never have joy then. Do you see how silly it is? But isn't that how we have been conditioned? But that's not kingdom living. My joy is my Lord. My peace comes from my Father. That's why it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't realize this, but it's like I have peace. It's not your circumstance that dictates your peace, your joy, your love, your everything. But it's the Holy Spirit in you. How many of you know, do you have the Holy Spirit in you?
Yes.
Good, you know that. Then give him room. Okay, this is another message, but give him room to bring the fruit out. Because you can't produce the fruit. He can. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So live the promise depending on God's strength. Deviyan vahansege shaktiyen porondua sampurna karanna. And finally, or before I go to that, we all want to be blessed. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, no matter what happens. Maybe you're saying, oh God, why aren't you? No, just trust Him. He will bring it out. Be strong in Him. Imagine if Mary was not strong, she would have gone crazy. But she was strong in the Lord. And the final thing is that, tumini dekhama, what is our purpose? What was Mary's purpose? What was Mary's purpose? Mary ge aramuna natha paramaathya natha age oh purpose kiyanne parame aramuna neida age jeevithe aramuna mokadda. I believe, you know, it was not only to have a child. There's much more for her. She became a disciple of Jesus. She was there in the upper room speaking in tongues. She was baptized in the Holy Spirit with the 120. There was a purpose in her life. It didn't finish because Jesus was born. She had another 4 or 5 more children. Right? The Bible tells us that there were about 4 or 5 more children. She had a daughter called Salome. She had, you know, another son called James, Joseph. She lived her life. She didn't stop with Jesus. What's your purpose? To go to the office, come back, sleep, get up, go to the office, sleep, come back, sleep, eat, maybe just go on holiday somewhere, maybe curse the boss one day, curse the office one day, oh gosh, why do I have to go tomorrow morning, Monday morning? Is that your purpose? What is your purpose? Why has God brought you, placed you on the earth right now in 2013? What's your purpose? What's God's purpose for you? To get married, have children, live happily ever after? Like in the fairy tale, because it's definitely a fairy tale. Shrek. See, there is a greater purpose that God has placed you on the earth. And that purpose goes beyond yourself. Obage aramuna. Obata obeng idiriyata yanne. It goes beyond yourself. Your purpose is not yourself. That's a selfish purpose. Obage aramuna. ඔබට ඉදිරියෙන් යන්නේ නැත්නම් ඔබෙන් ඉදිරියට යන්න ඕනේ ඔබ ගැනමයි ඔබගේ අරමුණ ඔබ ආත්මාර්ථකාමී ජීවිතයක් ගත කරන්නේ. See, why did, you know, let's talk about why did Mary have Jesus? For herself? For the rest of humanity. For the rest of humanity. ඇයි මරයතුමි යේසුස් වහන්සේව බිහි කරේ? ඇගේ පෞද්ගලික තියෙන අනාරක්ෂිතතාවයක් හින්දා නැත්නම් ඈ වෙනුවෙන්ද නැහැ, මුළු ලෝකයට නෙවෙයි පරම්පරාවලට. What's your purpose, church? What's your purpose in coming to Living Waters? Just coming on the Sunday, yeah, it was good, all right. Yeah, next Sunday I'll see you. Is that your purpose? Why has God brought you here? Why has God brought each one of you here? What's the purpose? What is your purpose of being here? See, if we don't understand that purpose, we will never be effective in what God wants us to do. අපේ අරමුණ ගැන අපි හරියට දන්නේ නැත්නම් අපි ඇත්තටම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට දීලා තියෙන දේ මත අපි 100%ක් ඉෂ්ට කරන්නේ නැහැ. God wants you to make a difference. And you're going to hear me speaking on this into the new year. God wants you to make a difference. Turn to a person and say, yeah, God wants me to make a difference. I know usually we'll say God wants you to make a difference, but it begins with me. Ma venas vimagen noni. We have struggles, we have all that, but let's go beyond that. Next year, the theme for our church is going to be make a difference. Make a difference. If Living Waters is only about coming on the Sunday and then meeting on the next Sunday and the following Sunday and the Sunday after that, we've lost it. We've lost it. There's something beyond Living Waters for you. There's something beyond ourselves here. And God wants us to fulfill that. There's a destiny He has for us. And we have to fulfill that. Each one of us. Not because I'm saying it. Because God's called me to do that. God's called me to fulfill that destiny. We can hijack our own destiny. We can hijack our own destiny. You know, if it's about self, we can hijack our destiny. Atmata kami bahanang mage tiyana aramuna mama sora kanawa. Pray this week, what is my destiny? Why has God called me? Why has God brought me to the United Kingdom? Ai deviyan wahanse api ba engalantara genave to make some money, to get a visa. So once you get the visa, that's it. God's purpose in your life is over. Once you make a million, that's it. See, there's something more. God wants you to make a difference. When you wake up tomorrow morning, say, God, I want to make a difference. The word of God tells us that wherever we go, we take the fragrance of Jesus. So the people are saying, You know, when a lady or a gent, you know, has some perfume or aftershave, and when they walk into a room, don't you go, Where did you buy that from? From Jesus. What are you wearing? Oh, it's a brand called Jesus. Where do you buy it? Oh, it's already bought for me. You mean it's free? Yes. What's the price? His blood, His life. That's the new man. People smell the new man, but they hate the old man. Okay, I'm going to stop that. I'm going to continue. But see, people love the new man. They hate the old man. Parana manusyava pilikul karnoa. Alut manusyava priya karnoa. Why? The new man has the fruit of the spirit. Alut manusyada atme paladavati enne. The old man has the fruit of the flesh. So, here I am walking into church on Sunday morning, and Sinduga, as usual, says, "Good morning, Pastor." I'm like, "Yeah, what? So, anything good today?" And she's like, "Ugh, I don't even want to listen to his sermon today. It stinks." "Good morning, Pastor." "Yeah, good morning. How are you? Are you okay?" That's the fruit of the Spirit. Wherever you walk, allow the Holy Spirit to manifest Himself. Fulfill God's purpose. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference, church. Amen. Let's pray. Yes. Excellent. That's in line with what God's been really speaking to me in really, and even Krishani, we were talking about this morning, is really making this a place of equipping. Of equipping. So that you're equipped to get out there and make a difference. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for even the word that Anne shared. And Lord, as Mary said, be to me according to your word. Let that be even our prayer this morning. Let us walk in faith, believing what you have done for us. Lord, let us walk in your strength. And Father, let us make a difference. Let us be a people who make a difference. Every child, every man, woman, every adult, let us make a difference in the life of another. And only the Holy Spirit can make that difference when I allow you to manifest in me, Lord. Let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now go forth in the name of the Lord. Be blessed. Confess what Jesus has done, and hold fast onto that confession. Make a difference in the schools, in your office, down your street, and in your home. Be a people of Jesus. Even especially through this time, I pray over each one of you that you would, as you walk the streets, you will make a difference. As you meet people, that you will make a difference. And be blessed in Jesus' name.